This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. This is April 22nd, 2012. This is a live show, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Hello, listeners. Hello, new listeners. And thank you for listening and joining the Parker Pathway program, 10 to 12 Central Time in the United States of America. Today is Lenin's birthday. Lenin, of course, from the Russian dictatorship concept, of which Agenda 21 was written by the United Nations. Lenin wrote, of course, the treatises on land and another treatise on food, which is being implemented through the processes of House of Representatives bills and, of course, under Obamacare. Today is Earth Day as well. This is the promotion of planting trees, of which I will have some comments to be adverse to the United Nations Agenda 21 positions about this whole business of sustainability and the basic thwarted psychology on what is green. Also, the French presidential election is going on in France. There are many socialist principles which are being dictated by the American press to go into effect tomorrow morning. We'll try to delegate, you know, some time to that today, because it's going to be very important to determine a basic question which I put to the listeners, is under Obamacare, you have doctors as gatekeepers who are now asking in their physical workups of patients, how many guns do you have in your house? How many pieces of ammunition do you have in your house? Where did you get your gun? Do you have any felonies? Where does it show that in Obamacare? You can call 800-313-9443. And we'll talk about it, and we'll see you at the other end of the break.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity, and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Dr. Wynn Parker, and wanted to mention about volcano in Mexico, in the southeast of Mexico City. It's a Popocatépetl volcano, which was named after a very interesting creation god. And at the very close to the volcano is a church. It's about 400 years old, and a lot of people don't realize that in that church is a lot of gold that was presented there over the years. People starved to death carrying their gold to the church. When you go in, of course, the crosses are all solid gold. Everything in there is solid gold. And when a lot of the Mayan transcripts were found, it was very unusual because the Mayans wrote in stone. And so the people of the church took the scripts and made their pilgrimage to the Popocatépetl volcano, one of the gods of creation, which is described from a faraway planet description, which really is in the close to the planet Uranus. And they took the scripts and threw them into the volcano. And there was one person who saved one part of the scripts. It's almost like a Dead Sea Scrolls episode. But that script can be seen at the University of Mexico, along with the sundial, which was hand-carved to determine the end of times, and particularly for the year 2012, as is depicted by the sundial. And part of that script is there, and they have a different writing. Most of the Sumerians, who are some of the first organized hybrid people on the earth, wrote from right to left, but they also wrote up and down. This script writes from bottom up, which is on the symbologies, is a different way to present time in terms of your description of what you're saying. Primal meeting of the United Nations in the past 2 weeks in private, and plus particularly in the European Union, has been the discussion of how to make sure that that script, which, by the way, was written 2,800 years before Christ, is to be taken out of the University of Mexico's demonstration area. And, of course, this volcano is a coincidence, quote, eruption. But all of these events coming in the other way, first you wonder where all the gold came from 1,500 years ago to be placed in a church below a volcano that's named after a god that came from the sky. And how was somebody to be able to write a Sumerian language with a Mayan hieroglyphic and do it on paper, which was not part of their custom? And how did it end up as being saved by this one person? Now, this one person, of course, was killed on a cross, which was not part of their culture within that framework. In other words, it was the process of the crucifixion of a Christian, like similar to the Christian Acts of John, which is in the scriptures of ancient scriptures. And what happens before Jesus goes to be crucified, there is in the Christian literature in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John Gospels, a celebration of the Last Supper, where his disciples sing a hymn. And in the Acts of John, the word account was written out, to which they all held hands in a circle, according to the writings. And Jesus sang words, according to this writing, "Glory be thee, be Father," to which the circling company of holding hands, they all say, "Amen." "Glory be to the Word." And again, "Amen." "I would be born, I would be bare," "Amen." "I would eat, I would be eaten," "Amen." "Thou doest dance, shall what I do, for thine is the passion of the manhood, which I am about to suffer," "Amen." "I would flee and I would stay," "Amen." "I would be united, I would unite," "Amen." "The door I thee knocketh at me, I am of thee a wayfarer." And the dance is ended. They walk, Jesus walks out of the garden, according to the script, and talks about the forms of the eternal life. And it said, "Let us be magnificent as it is. Let us celebrate death." And he pointed out that the God of death is the Lord of the dance. And the God of death is the same as the Lord of sex. A point of that was brought out, that when you did gods who were at once of death and of generation, was what was being taught here. Like the God of death, Gahe, which is a Haitian voodoo tradition, is a sex god. And a lot of people don't realize that. I learned out the Haitian voodoo traditions from some of my world health travels and plus some part of my bloodline. But also people don't realize the Egyptian god Osiris was the judge and the lord of the dead, and also was the lord of the regeneration of life, of which I've taken a lot of work and other people have on the regeneration process of stem cell research, which goes on today. And the basic theme is that which dies is born. You have to have death in order to have life. And the process of the fact that this is the origin of the headhunt in the Southeast Asia, particularly in Indonesia, where the headhunt is actually having headhunters is actually a sacred act and of course, a sacred killing. And before actually a young man can be permitted to marry or become a father, he must go forth and kill and display his head. In other words, the headhunt is a sacred act because you must go forth, and unless there is death, there cannot be birth. You go in Indonesia, in the terms of the times when I was there, well, time ago, not on a visit, they're working for Uncle Sam, and I can tell you right now, you go into the head chateau, which is a part of the house, and the human heads are hanging right on the line. And that's where you learn that before you forget or give birth to a child, you are the dead one, which is part of their philosophy. So the child is the new life, and you're simply protector of that new life. And that's the way they feel in terms of that's the way they interpret the world. So when you look at the Agenda 21 process of the Lenin birthday today and the process of his treatise on land, and the treatise about on food, you have the process of redefining, which was part of the communist way of redefining eternity. And the whole process of the development of this in Agenda 21 and how it's being implemented in the process of what I call corrupt government in terms of how we manage our health. If you remember 6 years ago when I came on here, I came on here to talk about not selling materials about water, not talking about the process. I was talking about water, immunology, contamination, politics, and the process of the fact that my first exposure out of the fact that organ transplants were taking and the process of the idea that there was something that was changing out the immune system in a different way and adding ammonia to the water was to me a lethal weapon. And it is, and I stand by it. Look at my treatise on the RBN homepage, Chloramine Causes Cattle Health Damage. Click it on. Give it to your friends. Have a people Twitter it, Facebook it. Understand the process of the fact that you are being changed by the definition of what the function of life is. Which is why the words into the Obamacare Act or the Privacy Patient Act is based upon the concept of the control of human life. They're clear about it. I've talked about it on many archive shows. You go to the archives for Parker Pathways. Wake up, everybody. Understand the process of what is happening within the format of what is at stake. You have a technology science czar to Obama whose whole basic thesis on human life was based on putting sterilants in the drinking water to decrease the population. And the EPA decided that they would not act on the water that comes from fracking. And we'll talk about that at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. Showtime. See you at the other end of the break.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus, and canned Vienna friggin' sausages. So why in tarnation would you buy canned seed? Man up and buy a Texas Ready Liberty Seed Bank. They come in a genuine resealable grab-and-go U.S. Army ammo box that protects your heirloom seeds from light, moisture, and vermin. Leave those other seed kits for the ignorant and spring for a Texas Ready Bank. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from dirt to dinner. Order a real bank today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357, TexasReady.net. And remember, nothing good comes from a can.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and as I was mentioning before the break, that the EPA unveiled their regulations that designed to limit the toxic substances that may escape in the atmosphere during drilling for oil and gas. In other words, I'll talk about this in a little bit, in a few minutes more, but the point is that the government delayed the rules on hydraulic fracking until 2015, and the EPA did not address any of the fracking effects on the water supply, which I've been talking about in terms of the chemicals that are in the water as a result of the fracking system, which is using, of course, water and pressures to crack rock in subsurface areas to extract natural gas. In the process, you have the contaminations of the chemicals in the process of it. The lobbying by the energy industry placed EPA at 2015 to talk about the air rather than the water, not to talk about the water. Total lobby costs, the best what they haven't put down on the books as to what they have said is the amount of lobby money. When you look at the lobby money on the Freedom of Information Act agenda calendar, they lobbied $107 million lobby money directly to Congress. Divided in three-fourths based on Senate, one-fourth on House. $10,200,000 on lobbying against media. Out of the $10.2 million dollars, $4.3 million specifically against Parker Pathways. The positive, because I, even though this has been going on for 20 to 25 years of contamination in the aquifer, people dying, cows dying, untold damage to the aquifer of the earth, I put it on my agenda on the other contaminated water 2 years and 1 month ago, matches this day. This is, I match it apparently by coincidence. It's on Lenin's birthday that I match it. So they spent about $4 million. And how they did that, I don't want to lose airtime talking about it. I've indicated and given hints all over the place, asking for the listeners to call their congresspeople. I have the addresses and phone numbers of all the congresspeople that have promoted and voted for the fact to give the EPA the power to have the contaminated water and food. And remember when I started here, my point was to have a constitutional amendment that we have a right to vote on our food and water and medical protocols. That was before Obamacare became a law. It was becoming in. I outlined for 1.5 years every social step of Obamacare before it was called Obamacare. I gave you the sections that were coming up. I gave you the process of what was happening in the bill. The whole point of the hospital systems and the process of that and the lobbying to have Obamacare were pharmaceutical companies gave a sellout to Obama in the office. They even had photographs of it where the lobbyists were going in and out of the White House. The unions, how they put it, the corruption of the unions, how they made their deals, who got the waivers. And so this is the President of the United States doing this. This is not someone that's I'm not being political about this. I'm not playing games with you and saying, well, this is, we have to be politically correct. You know this show is not politically correct. If you don't like hearing this and you're in person, you're a union person in the SEIU, if you can sleep at night, then that's your business. But as far as I'm concerned, the whole process of the thing, it has to be set up in a different way. And the actual insult to the intelligence, the insult to the intelligence of being able to place in the same breath, to me, one of the most shocking, vile explanations. I call it vile, by Nancy Pelosi in presentation that wants a 28th Amendment to ratify the First Amendment so that the process of the Constitution will be changed in such a way that to attack corporations and have process that they have a special interest curtailed to have speech in books, in elections, in media, and specifically mention in the changing of the Constitution to have a 28th Amendment to curtail the First Amendment, to specifically mention the process of corporations' ability to develop ways to improve the environment in terms of the process of the elections is to me one of the worst things I could ever hear about America. I literally teared up when I heard this blasphemy of wanting a 28th Amendment by a House of Representatives person to go against the First Amendment. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and the call number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. At the end of last month, Obama signed an executive order to institute martial law, and the process of this, of course, this is integrated in a lot of activities, which I'll hopefully have time to cover today, concerning what's called the sustainable medicine plus sustainable development equals, according to the Agenda 21, the duty to die. These are the duty to die provisions, which are part of the integration of the martial law. While all of you are walking around having your latte and presenting all the processes of other things and going and assuming that you're talking about gas prices and assuming you're talking about jobs, which don't exist, there's no way for the process of the pathway to work in that system. Let me talk to you just a minute about you know, the little inner the interchanges of processes of discussion. To mention something that does not violate my own patent system, and in terms of thing, a long time ago I was very instrumental in developing a system by which you'd have a replacement for salt on highways, particularly people that are in snow situations. I do not like snow, and so even though I know it's water, and you need the snow for the for water to fill reservoirs and provide electricity, excuse me, and water for people and plants and animals. But the contamination from the road systems and the process of the damage to automobiles and trucks as a result of salt being sprayed on the highways, which works in the terms of what its its function is. So a lot of fruitations of that have come to pass in the terms. So I'm talking with someone on the Beltway, very high up there, close to the President of the United States and everything, and say, well, we're discussing this, I said, Jan, this innovation is coming to fruition and for patent and all that. And he said, well, you better not do that, Commander, because anything, we won't approve of it. Now, keep in mind that Congress has just developed a new patent system where it's you no longer have the protection of first to conceive the idea and file for it and have affidavits. Affidavits are called 131 affidavits, which show a swearing back of the time another person files a patent. You don't have that protection anymore. You have to have first to file. And whoever first to file is the one that has the priority for that idea. But that doesn't affect me, but it affects all the rest of the world. And so the Congress took that away from us. The whole thing, of course, the patent people, another thing, God bless them, they feel that this equalizes us around the world, and there's a lot of legal arguments that you could put to that. But what about the person who conceives the idea and doesn't file? So the Beltway mouthpiece is saying to me, well, it's best not to do that because that's not what we want. And I said, well, what are you talking about? What do you do not want? He said, well, we want the cars off the road. We want the trucks off the road. We want, but I said, they get destroyed by the salt and the thing, and it causes contamination within the water supply, and there are all kinds of other issues, even though salt's about the only thing that works at the moment for the melting of the snow. So I won't go further on that. I'll take it on another show. In terms of how that discussion works, but the whole point is that the government control of the process of Nancy Pelosi's concept of changing the Constitution and having it affect the First Amendment Constitution, of course, is to directly keep people like myself as one of many innovators who are interested in improving. And of course, under a corporate system, you're not supposed to have any kind of influence in terms of development of innovation within the American culture. So you have approximately 8,000, the figure that's the rumor, about 8,000 millionaires have left the country and have denounced their citizenship and have left the country because they're not going to have any more of this. I mean, this type of socialism is absolutely out. But the figure that I know is a solid figure is about 1,800 millionaires have left the country. I have no intention of leaving the country, nor that I'm saying I'm a millionaire, but I'm looking for a place to have some land to grow apple trees. I've decided I'm going to grow apple trees. I'm going to grow orchard trees. I'm going to grow seeds. And the process of this, I'm very, very high on some of my new soybeans and the process of them, and gluten-free soybeans, and the process of the new nutrition system, and the process of making various products of oils and other facets for the human condition, for the new genetic structure of the humans, which we're very familiar with, how human genes are changing, how humans are changing, and you have to have new foods. You need more proteins. You need more processes. If I had a picnic going, I would want to have a little portable way to cook up some meat in the picnic. You know, I mean, I'm not going to, and of course you could have Brazilian nuts, which are a process where you could use them differently in foods and cooking, changing temperature, shaving the Brazilian nut for the cake or the pastry in such a way to work it out. If I had my way, I would bring my trans fats into baking. Baking today is a joke. You have the process of having nutrition foods and the process of making breads and to be able to work it through is a joke. You really think you cannot, if you do not have the process of being able to have the process of that, what is called the minuscule fat process, the trans fat, and the way they place this with the cholesterol levels and the LDL systems, of which any physician from any university medical center can call 800-313-9443, and I will talk with them on it. John Holden, Dr. John Holden from Obama's czar, science and technology czar, can call 800-313-9443 and discuss the sterilants in the drinking water to decrease the population. The person who is controlling from the energy system to build what are called a process of natural gas contaminants in terms of the pipelines can call 800-313-9443. Dr. Chu, who won the Nobel Prize sitting over on Livermore, and the fact, and here we're looking at one of the greatest socialist systems in the world in terms of being implemented for the inner destruction in the real world of the United States of America. And all these people are a part of it. That's not slander. That's reality. That's on the books. You take a process by which a project which I review, attorney evaluation of intellectual property, at Georgia Tech and Emory University, they developed detection of brain tissue that may have cancer cells. And they've treated animals with tumors and a molecule called the amphiprotein blue. And this is followed by chemotherapies, and it's figured that the tumors apparently stop invading the healthy tissue, and all these treated animals are alive 200 days after the treatment, against the 33% of the animals treated with chemotherapy alone. Now, amphiprotein blue happens to be on one of the chemical lists on the fact of what is considered under quote government control. Let me place it to you this way. The process of I forgot to mention the apple that I mentioned. It's a Tracy apple. I want to plant some. I want to find some land and plant the Tracy apple. It's a Spirogyra japonica. It's actually a formation out of the shrub. It works. A lot of people think that apple trees are ornamental in the fact that they produce every 4 years. But the whole point is you have rotations of the various apples. So this is where I'm going. All of these seeds and hairs. Remember years ago when I was telling you about there are only three things on this earth that are highly protected, more than an increase in the real world in Fort Knox. One are seeds. Remember I talked about that. The development and the planting at Fort Collins, Colorado, on the seed protection. There's one in Oslo, Norway. There's one in Dresden, Germany. There's one in France. There's one in South America, which I won't even say where it is. And all of these places have protections of seeds, of the process of the seeds. And the thing is that because they're getting ready for the New World Order, you take... They're not doing that so that they can have some fancy sale of seeds. No, it's a process of which under Agenda 21 and the process of you take it right out if you want to get real religious, which I'm not getting religious on you, but mustard seed was a form of currency taken right out of the Bible. They described it. What else do they describe? They describe the formation of the process of the fruit seeds. Why? Because they expected a nuclear war. They didn't expect this thing where they proposed that the monks wrote about donkeys riding in certain things. They make you think that this was some kind of urban development, the process where people were just learning mathematics. The Chinese had developed mathematics. The Persians had developed mathematics 1,600 years before that. And before that, in the process of the ancient temples that are 4,000 years old, is the most advanced mathematical system that the world has ever seen. We're still learning from it. I was on one of the teams coming out on the French island. I talked about last show in the process of the development of the mathematics of the rotation of the new cosmos. Is it written in stone? And the whole layout of all of the pathways through the simple circles of the vortexes on the Earth are well documented. In fact, the wormhole concept of the transport between a process of cosmic travel is well documented. It's a hypothesis in terms of the whole thing, but how is it based? I'll give you something. When you have the EPA saying that nitrogen reaction or reactives are part of the climate change model, and they are part of the amine systems and the process, then why is it does the EPA say and do and force to put ammonia in the drinking water under the guise of killing Cryptosporidium Giardia lambia? No, there's another reason. There's another reason, and I hint you on every show on it. It's the great puzzle. Go to the archives. Understand what's happening. It is so world-shaking, you can't even begin. You've been holding on to the little book of all these propaganda machines that have trained people from kindergarten, of which we are. I didn't go to school in kindergarten, but did you know the process of it? What do you think you're teaching in kindergarten now? The sip of conflict. It's an exhibit. It's a faucet in the shape of a toilet, so that they can have children dip their spoon in it and drink the water out of this simulated toilet that's really a fountain with water in it, so that their brains will go through their conflicting, what is called the natural behavior modification, which is part of Sustine's book, Nudge, who happens to be the psychological czar of Obama. Now, the whole thing that comes out in the Safe Drinking Water Act is the Amendment Act of 1996 that established a charter for the nation's public water systems. And under this, the Environmental Protection Agency standards have it that it eliminates the requirement for the EPA to regulate 25 additional contaminants every 3 years in the drinking water. Instead, every 5 years from the enactment of the amendment, the EPA is going to determine whether or not to regulate at least 5 new contaminants from being published within 18 months of the enactment of the amendment. So what you have in terms of the drinking water in the process, which I've exposed, and I've waited a long time, I've known about this for 4 years, but I'm exposing it again in terms of, and give you the list. You have your benzene, bromoform, carbon tetrachloride, the dichloroethanes. You have the chlorobenzenes. You have the styrenes. You have the acrylamide, which they are supposed to have taken out of the food in terms of frying, particularly for French fries. And this was the whole thing, and that all is in the water. This is all. These chemicals are not floating around here in a vacuum. This is what you test in humans. This comes out of humans. We are drinking other people's endocrine disruptors, other people's hormones, other people's process of the development of their phthalates. And you know what the government is saying to me on the evaluation of the cancer position of the brain cancer from Emory University? Excuse me, when I'm trying to evaluate the intellectual property of those people of which they haven't filed? And what is the government saying? We're going to treat brain cancers with vaccines. So the whole process is going to be used. And I've been talking about this for a long time. So, you know, it's the whole process of thinking, like you take a childhood disease. There's something I'm reviewing in terms of a project in terms of, which is called AT, of course, ataxia telangiectasia, which it causes slurred speech and inability to walk for children. Now, at Rutgers University, they have found how to prevent or reverse the symptoms of AT, which is really amazing. And another thing, they found that a protein, HDAC4, which I talked about last year, and they think they did all the work on it, which has to do with Alzheimer's, and in terms of this AT disease that adolescents have. And so the HDAC4 protein can be wrongly placed in any kind of nerve cell, and instead of regulating actually the bone or muscle development, they give the mice a chemical to block the HDAC4 from affecting the nervous systems. And it's working. Under Pelosi's idea of changing the Constitution of the United States, you cannot present that as a corporation, as a product on the open market. Wake up, everybody. See you at the other end of the break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Plugger Pathways. Dr. Wynn Plugger, and this is, it's 800-313-9443 is a call number if you wish to call. I am placing forth on the Aung San Suu Kyi, who is the Myanmar opposition leader and a Nobel laureate, who was elected to the parliament in Myanmar, which used to be called Burma. She's going to be making a trip to Britain, and she'll also visit Oxford And she also, I believe, will go to Oslo, Norway, where she was awarded the Nobel Prize. It's unfortunate that I will not be able to accompany her from Burma to Oxford. That's where I met her. In terms, I also met Michael Iris, who was a lecturer in a new field that was developing in Oxford. I had one term there in terms because in astrophysics. But the thing is, and he died of cancer, but she is the first time she's left the country because she's been a prisoner in her own country for 15 of the next 21 years in detention. She couldn't see Michael when he was dying. He was in Britain, and she couldn't go. She didn't figure that she could. She wouldn't be allowed to return to Burma. And the process of the release of the house arrest from the National League for Democratic Party announced that the visit to Oslo will be made to pick up some other things that relate to the Nobel Prize, which I'll go into in a future show here on Parker Pathways that relates directly to me. But the thing is what's important is what's important for her, and how the presentation of everything we've talked about in the past hour, the process of development of the constitutional suppression in the world, the development of Agenda 21 in the healthcare system in the United States, which is a copy of many of the Russian processes that was proposed by Lenin, which is, this is Lenin's birthday, which I've mentioned twice in the past hour. But what's happening in the movement of the world to understand certain things, if you wish to understand, is that Congress passes these laws. In other words, the Moving Ahead for Progress of the 21st Century Act, which is called the MAP 20. MAP 21, which is based upon Agenda 21, is a provision that gives the Internal Revenue Service of the United States, if you're leaving the country and you owe $50,000 or more in unpaid taxes, you can keep the United States citizen from leaving the country. Of course, in other countries, you have similar kind of activities that have been around for a long time. But they don't have a constitution. They don't have a liberty, freedom. You can, in South America, you might as well, when you look at the map of South America, you are looking at a prison. There isn't any way that you're going to get on a plane from Argentina or Brazil or Panama or anywhere else. If you owe taxes to that country, you have to pay them before you board the plane. It's been that way for years. And now it's in America. And the whole process is that the idea that have 1,800 Americans living abroad renouncing their citizenship in complete form, and it's only April in for this year. You have more than it was in 2007, 2008, or 2009 combined. Wake up, America. We'll see you at the other and the next hour.